Hey, it's Mike. Before we get started with today's episode, I just wanted to let you know we had some issues when recording this episode. Not only did we lose the video file, my main microphone, like this one, was not on. So I'm also using my backup microphone audio. That being said, Jack's interview is awesome. Stick around, listen to the whole thing, and of course, share it with a fellow MGK fan. Let's get into it.
What up, guys? It's Rook here, drummer from Machine Gun Kelly, and you're listening to Sellouts, the podcast for MGK fans by MGK fans, presented by Pink Bucks. Let's go!
Yeah, my walk is so cocky, the bouncers don't even stop me. Welcome to another episode of Sellouts, the podcast for MGK fans by MGK fans, presented by Pink Bucks. And today I am joined by Jax Bolero. Jax, welcome to the show, my man.
What's going on, man? How are you?
I'm good. Shout out to you for doing this. This is actually take two. We tried to record this a few weeks ago, and then internet issues happened, and then Dreamville happened for you. I was traveling as well, but we're back, baby. So this
we are back.
You're in the hot seat. Are you ready?
I am.
All right, Jax. So how did you become a fan of Machine Gun Kelly?
I would say I've always heard Kells. I was always involved in the music scene in general. When Wild Boy dropped, that was kind of different. That was also made for kids like me who grew up mostly in a harder rock era. But especially where I grew up in South Florida on the bus, you know, Amelie was playing constantly. So rap became intertwined in my life. And Kells has kind of always been that balance. Also, I grew up on Linkin Park, which was also that balance. So it was that new era. But, you know, Wild Boy and Lace Up were a couple of things I listened to. But one of my really close best friends was a big part of the movement. And Bloom came out. And Bloom kind of struck a big chord with me. And I've been riding with Kells every day ever since.
Yeah, and what was it about Bloom that is the thing that really just hooked you and you're like, this is my guy now?
I was going through a breakup at the time. I was 18, 19. A couple of my friends have passed away at the time. So I was just in that rocky, lost feeling. And I feel like everybody who really becomes a part of EST finds Kells and the music and the boys at a time where that exact album that you find really resonates with what you need. And that was for me. So every day on my drive to work, it was Bloom from start to finish. And the more and more I got into it, the more and more that it resonated with every mood I was feeling from that breakup or just like that shift in my life, because it was almost like the things of grief. You can go from moonwalking where you're partying, you're having fun, to Let You Go where you've kind of realized
we're going on a field trip, Jack. We're going on a field trip.
And that was the best thing about Bloom. And then if you really start cracking into the other albums, you realize that he does that on every album from start to finish, that it's a field trip through his mind. And it's a thing that we're not all alone. And that's the point of EST.
Yeah, I love what you said about Bloom. We kind of touched on it in part one, I guess, of our recording. But I also was going through a breakup as Bloom dropped. I think Bloom dropped in May and my breakup happened in August. And like there was like a solid 18 month span where the only thing I was listening to was Bloom. And I love what you said about the idea of, it's like this kind of, it's this journey through his mind, but like more than anything, it's you have like the songs where things are rocky, but then you do have like the more like fun and party anthems. And it's this album that no matter what mood you're in, there really is something for you on it.
100%. And that's kind of the best thing about him and the band is that almost every album, there's a song for a specific mood. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. So kind of going into, you've brought it up a few times already, like the movement and EST as a whole, what does that mean to you?
Well, obviously what it stands for, everyone stands together. But the thing is, it's family, man. I have some of my best friends in the whole entire world are in completely different states, and I wouldn't know them if it wasn't for Kells or the band or the music. And like, that's my family. Like, we all tell each other we do need each other more than life. Like, we have a group chat where we talk every day. We plan to see each other. We fly out to different places. Like, it means belonging. It's family. We're all the underdogs who are kind of pitted against something, feeling alone, that all came together as, you know, one thing. So EST really just stands for the family you decide to pick, and that keeps you strong and got your backbone. We really are an army.
I love that. The family that you decide to pick. I've never heard it explained that way. I like that a lot. You have like some crazy kind of experiences. You got a few. I want to dive into some of those. You've met him a couple of times.
Yeah.
You got pulled up on stage at Emo Night at 27 Club. You worked for his show on the Mainstream Sellout Tour in Cleveland. So, dude, I'll just kind of leave it to you. Pick one to start, and we'll just kind of pull the string a little bit and go from there.
27 Club was great, you know. One, Emo Night. Two, just the club in general. Once you get, as we all like to call it, second home, it's kind of the vibe. Just get in, get a coffee, get a lithium lemonade, get the vibes. The night before, DJ Bobby Boucher throwing out the classics. It was a great, just awesome Cleveland vibe. Kells walked in. Ben had something I've been holding for him for a while that I wanted to give to him. Finally got to give it to him, which was a great moment for me and him. And I'm going to keep it, like, you know, just always with me. And then we were just, I made this actually awesome jumpsuit too. I had, it's an all white Dickies coverall that I spray painted the double X's on the back and put a bunch of colors on it, so it looks like a jawbreaker. And I guess from seeing that, and once they were starting to pull a bunch of us up, me and my little sister got up on stage for Emo Night, and we all ended up singing Emo Girl and My Ex's Best Friend back to Kells when he was on the floor. And just to see, like, his face, especially how the internet went so hard on him for Emo Girl, to see like us give it back to him was a really cool feeling, as always. And you know, just other shows. My first show was out here in Mass at the Palladium. And he walked out, gave everybody a high five. And it was really a really quick meeting like that. And then from that point on, I saw him four times in 1 year. My first year, I went from that show in January to meeting him at Fest to the Justin Bieber big tour to Double Xmas that year. So I kind of just crammed them all in as much as I could. And at the Justin Bieber big tour, just kind of waiting out by bus with my little sister, because it was her first show of his that I brought her to. And he kind of walked by, and I was like, oh, that's Kells. And like, I didn't mean nothing by it. And he stopped and kind of looked at me and was like, and walked over and had a conversation with us. So just the fact that that's just the kind of guy he's always gonna be is like, if you treat him as a human being, like, he's out here just treating us as human beings. We really are a family, and like, he has that rapport with us, which is really awesome that I've gotten to have those encounters with him a couple of times. And then, you know, got to do some form of work for him, which is kind of why I do what I do for a living, is, you know, Black Flag's that anthem of getting up and hustling. And I've always wanted to do something with music. So if it can go from working merchandise or VIP events or other things, that's really awesome. And in a year of doing that in my career, I got to have that little full circle moment of being able to work for him in some facet was pretty awesome.
You just gave me so much to go off of with that. So I'm going to try and pick my spots here a little bit.
Pick your spots and we can bounce back and forth.
Accordingly. Cool. I would be remiss if I didn't ask you, and you don't have to answer it if you don't feel like it. That's totally cool. What did you give him?
A notebook, a leather bound notebook. Cause, if you guys remember the GQ interview we did, that Sandra Bullock gave him one. 2019, so my first Double Xmas, me and my sister went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and I found a moleskin special edition David Bowie notebook. And I saw Bowie actually when I was six, so to me, he was one of the greatest things I've ever seen. Kells really enjoys Bowie, and to me, at my age and in his age bracket too, that's not a thing people openly talk about liking, or it's very odd. So that kind of was a connection to us and the David Bowie of our generation. So I picked that up for him and always hoped that one day I could give it to him. So doesn't matter where it goes or what happened with it. It's just really awesome that we got to have that little moment about talking about Bowie, because like that's my biggest thing with him. I just want to have that fan to fan conversation about music, because we both like a really vast variety of things.
Yeah, that's I had no idea what to expect, but that is one hell of an answer, and that's really, really cool. Next question. When you are, you know, on stage, like with your sister, you know, singing, you know, Mike's the best friend and emo girl, just like, what is that moment like? Because I know people that were at emo night and they can't stop talking about it to this day, you know, and so to even have a moment like that, or that is such a unique one, you know, is that one of those things that like you just like reflect on and look back and it's like
a lot. Yeah. Great. Like people talking about the jumpsuit. Dub even talking about the jumpsuit, like once he saw the back, he was like, dude, that's super hard. Like it was and at the time too, I was going through another breakup like a little bit beforehand. So it was that jump start of a great weekend of feeling back with family, and like the whole point of being in Cleveland around those certain times where almost stress and everything just melts off. And like I said, to see him smile back at us, like us give back the energy, like he always feeds off the energy of the crowd. So to have it in a small enclosed space, especially for certain songs that he's been ridiculed for, it's an awesome feeling. It's the point of EST, is like we're not just for every other fan, we're also like there for him too. It's a give and take relationship.
Yeah, well said, Jax, well said. And then I guess my last kind of roundabout question, based off of what you were kind of just saying and jumping around, you know, you saw him 4 times in a year, and you said Justin Bieber, big tour, you named some other ones. That was what, like 2018-ish?
Yeah, 2018, 2019. So I did the last fest. I did the last double Xmas at the Wilson Center. And I did the two tours that year, the two stops on those tours.
And of those, because I mean that's a wide range, right? Fest is its own thing. Double Xmas is fucking nuts, and then two stops on tour. Which one of those was your favorite?
To be honest, my first, because it was the Hotel Diablo tour, which was technically before Hotel Diablo came out. So I got to see a lot of Bloom live, which was awesome. I got to see Wake and Bake. I got encore that night with Sale. So it's a lot of OG older things that I'm really happy that I got to catch the ass end of it, really. It's like, don't get me wrong, I love everything he does. And one day we'll get those again too. But with a lot of the new fans too are going back and starting to fall in love with those things. And I know how bad they want to see those, that the fact that I got to see those is probably my highlight.
I love that. That's such a great answer. And I think I'm slightly envious of that, because that is my one big regret is I never saw any of Bloom live. So yeah, that's like the one thing where I'm like, oh, if I could have a do-over, that's probably the one that I'm taking.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Right after the deluxe came out too. So we got Habits live. It was so you got Habits and like Binge live mixed in with a little bit of like old school classics from General. It was a great tour.
Absolutely. And I mean, I watch a lot of Kyle King's videos from that tour on YouTube all the time. So
shout out familiar. To my boy Kyle, a part of that EST group chat that I talk about my family every day. Kyle King is a part of that. Shout out to the homie Kyle.
Super cool. Super cool. Kyle, thanks for all you do for the YouTube community over there.
Man, killing it out here, Kyle.
All right, Jax, let's wrap it up with this. 5 rapid fire MGK questions. They're more so this or that. They're not really like trap gotcha questions. So let's just jump into it. You ready?
Let's go for it.
All right. Let's go with blonde hair or pink hair?
Blonde.
All right. Let's go rap or pop punk?
Rap.
All right. If you can see him perform anywhere live, where would you want to see him perform at?
Red Rocks.
Oh, good answer. If you can only keep one mixtape, which one are you keeping?
Black Flag.
And then let's go. Oh, I'm torn. All right, how about this one? If you can, if he could collab with any other artist on this next rap album, who do you want to see him collab with?
I still want that Lana Del Rey collab.
And I think, is that four questions or five?
Who knows? Give me one more if you can pull it out.
I'll give you one more. Where do I want to go with this? Ready? I've never asked this question. I'm going to ask it to you.
I like the first. Let's go for it.
You get one MGK feature verse to keep. What's his best feature verse?
I don't dance. DMX.
And there we have it. Ladies and gentlemen, Jax Bolero. Jax, thanks so much for hopping on the podcast, man. This was fun. About time.
Thanks for having me, man. Have a great one, dude.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for watching this episode or listening if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. I appreciate it so much. You can use promo code SELLITS at checkout at pingfucks.com to receive 10% off of your next purchase. And we will see you in the next episode.